It was William Shakespeare who once wrote, "When we are born, we cry." The quote goes on to imply that baby tears are present because we've inevitably come to toil as human fools. But philosophy aside, it can't be overlooked that babies do cry, often, because they're hungry. Oh. When a newborn enters this world, the question of what the infant will eat seems obvious. Albuquerque midwife Barbara Pepper has delivered thousands of babies over the decades.
It's such a natural thing to breastfeed babies, and breast milk is important. It has things that really help support the immune system.
Recently, the Center for Disease Control went on record saying that breastfed children are more resistant to disease and infection early on in life, and that later they're less likely to suffer from diseases like diabetes. Not to mention that a slew of hormones are released that help women recover from childbirth when a mother's milk flows freely.
A lot of our moms are real milk machines. You know, they are dairy queens. They're awesome.
But what happens when, for whatever reason, a new mother can't make enough milk?
I do have a mom, and her glands do not produce enough milk. And it was painful in some ways, you know, emotionally, to feel like, gosh, why aren't my mammaries working right now?
Enter the need for supplementation.
There's, you know, soy base, there's goat's milk, and then lacto, you know, milk.
Milk, as in human milk. But how does one get a hold of human breast milk? That's where the local food movement comes in. Those dairy queens Barbara was referring to, whose milk flows like a faucet.
So they have an excess of milk, and some women really feel empowered and wanting to share that.
Informal milk sharing happens at places like the Dada Luz Birth Center. Whitney Alfaro is a fairly new mother who doesn't make enough milk to feed her 7-month-old baby girl, Hunter.
They call it insufficient glandular tissue or hypoplasia. It's just where you don't have enough breast tissue to make milk.
She's a registered nurse, so she knows her baby needs to drink between 20 and 30 ounces of milk a day, minimum. But Whitney only produces 3 ounces a day.
It's a weird place to like decide if you want to take donor milk from other people, but I just kind of have a friend who breastfeeds, and she gives me milk when she has extra. Like, I know her. She shared her medical records with me.
But in the neonatal intensive care unit, or NICU, where premature and sick babies are hospitalized, this unregulated milk sharing system would never fly, even though breast milk has been shown to be what's best for these vulnerable babies.
Especially premature babies, their guts don't work the same way as babies that are born at term.
Abigail Lannan-Eves is a certified nurse midwife, as well as the executive director of the Dada Luz Birth Center.
And so when they have milk that is not human milk, they tend to have more problems with their guts. And so using human milk in neonatal intensive care units is really important, especially for preemies.
Up until recently, local hospitals like Loveless and UNMH didn't even offer human breast milk as a fortifier for the NICU. But within the last few years, that's changed. A few months ago, Whitney Alfaro got the idea for Dada Luz to become a human milk depot for the North American Human Milk Bank that supplies hospitals and neonatal intensive care units.
You can get babies out of the hospital 1 to 2 weeks earlier if they have donor milk or breast milk from their mom. So it's a cost-saving measure for hospitals, but also a health measure too for babies.
Unlike the informal milk sharing, this system is highly regulated. Donors go through a screening process to ensure that they aren't on any herbs or medications, that their blood is free from things like hepatitis and HIV. Then, if they pass, they can donate their milk at the center. Dada Luz ships it up to a large milk bank in Denver, where the milk is pasteurized before it is shipped back out to regional hospitals like Loveless Hospital and UNMH in Albuquerque.
So let's say they have a baby in the neonatal intensive care unit. A doctor will write a prescription, and they'll write a prescription just like it's medicine. And then they'll overnight that milk, and then the baby has it that way.
Whitney's hope is to one day start a center certified by the Human Milk Banking of North America, where the milk can be pasteurized in Albuquerque so that it doesn't have to go to Denver first. Barbara Pepper hopes that that day comes sooner rather than later.
It's kind of crazy. You know, we outsource so many things. We can certainly have a machine here in New Mexico if we're going to be a real food bank.
For now, it's a matter of securing grants and finances to get the necessary equipment and infrastructure up and running. Meanwhile, the Dadaluz Birth Center held a milk drive recently with a goal of collecting 1,000 ounces of human breast milk. Jessica Venture Ewing handed over several bags of the creamy nectar that she'd pumped.
Just gave them 39 ounces, my whole freezer. Other moms need it, and we can't use all the milk that we have, so it's exciting.
Right now, the Dadaluz Birthing Center is the only place in New Mexico where mothers can drop off donated breast milk. So far, they've collected over 1,400 ounces. Reporting in Albuquerque for KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.